Personally, I think it was rash of Mr. Strickland in refuting the account which had gained belief of a certain unpleasantness between his father and mother to state that Charles Strickland, in a letter written from Paris, had described her as an excellent woman, since Dr. Weitbrecht Rotholz was able to print the letter in facsimile, and it appears that the passage referred to ran, in fact, as follows. God damn my wife. She is an excellent woman. I wish she was in hell. It is not thus that the Church in its great days dealt with evidence that was unwelcome. Dr. Weitbrecht Rotholz was an enthusiastic admirer of Charles Strickland, and there was no danger that he would whitewash him. He had an unerring eye for the despicable motive in actions that had all the appearance of innocence. He was a psychopathologist as well as a student of art, and the subconscious had few secrets from him. No mystic ever saw deeper meaning in common things. The mystic sees the ineffable, and the psychopathologist the unspeakable. There is a singular fascination in watching the eagerness with which the learned author ferrets out every circumstance which may throw discredit on his hero. His heart warms to him when he can bring forward some example of cruelty or meanness, and he exults like an inquisitor at the auto da fe of an heretic when, with some forgotten story, he can confound the filial piety of the Reverend Robert Strickland. His industry has been amazing. Nothing has been too small to escape him. And you may be sure that if Charles Strickland left a laundry bill unpaid, it will be given you in extenso, and if he forbore to return a borrowed half-crown, no detail of the transaction will be omitted.